Kof Gimel Adar Sheni, Tuesday the 25th of March, Rabbi Shmuel Wolf. Amalek, what are we doing about it?
Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi. So I thought I would start with something slightly different than what I usually say here. There's a Tikkuni Zohar. Tikkuni Zohar says a very interesting thing. We all know Mechias Amalek, Purim. The Tikkuni Zohar says that the Ikka Milchemes Amalek will be on Erev Pesach. As I state the Tikkuni Zohar, the Bnei Yisoscha brings it down, as the Ikka Milchemes Amalek will be on Erev Pesach. As I state in the Tikkuni Zohar. So the Bnei Yisoscha explains it in a beautiful way. He says like this. As we know, there are three mitzvahs of Mechias Amalek. Three mitzvahs, three important parts, components of the mitzvah, how we're supposed to do Mechias Amalek. The first one, the machshava. Machshava, you've got to, leitishkoch, you mustn't forget. You mustn't forget about Amalek, leitishkoch. The second one is bedibur. You've got to say, zocher es asher asoch asloch Amalek, you've got to say it, zocher bepeh. And the third one is b'maisa timcha zeicha Amalek. You actually got to do a physical act. We've got to expunge the whole zeicha Amalek b'tachas Hashemayim. Those are the three mitzvahs, the three components of mitzvahs mechias Amalek: b'machshava, b'dibur, or b'maisa. So the Bnei Yisoscha, beautiful remes. He says, as the gematria of Amalek, everyone knows, you can work it out, it's not very difficult, it's 240, which is actually the gematria of Sophic, because Amalek brings Sphakas into the mind. It's 240 is the gematria of Amalek. 240 with three mitzvahs, times three, a bit early in the morning for the math, so 240 times three is 720. There are 30 days between Purim and Pesach. Purim is the beginning of Mechias Amalek, beginning when we start, Haman's Amalek. Till we come to Melchemes Amalek on Erev Pesach, 30 days, Shoshanim V'doshim Hilchas HaPesach, which starts on Purim, that's the Achon on the Pesach. How many hours are there in 30 days? 30 times 24, 720 hours. 720. As I state in the Bnei Yisoscha, beautiful remez, as the three mitzvahs of Mechias Amalek, b'machshava, b'dibur, u'v'maisa, which is the three mitzvahs of Amalek, in Matthew 240 times 3, 720, the 720 hours between Purim and Pesach, the 30 days between Purim and Pesach. As I state, Tamuri Dika Remez, as I state in the Bnei Yisoscha. What is that? Now the Maisa, Mechias Amalek today is very difficult. Who's Amalek? Basan Cheir, Bilbo Kala Umos, say, but difficult to know who exactly is Amalek of the Umos HaOlam. Sometimes one perhaps walks in the street and you get a shmek and you can feel, thus is an Amaleki. But the Maisa is difficult. So state in the Sforim, Baroshon, the Alshich in Sof Parshas, B'Shalach, B'Arucha, and the Gon, and they bring it from Chaskel Levenstein, you say, the Sfas Emes, a lot of Sforim say, the Ike Mechias Hamolik Bizman HaZeh is the Amolik Shebelev Kolecho Ve'echot. The Amolik and the Goyim have succeeded in injecting a Koyach HaTuma into the Bria, that we are completely, that's why our senses are so deadened to Kedusha, because Amolik has covered us over with layers of Tuma and layers of Kalkite, which Amalek have covered over the Nefesh HaYehudi. And that has been, that's unfortunate. And the Avodah of Mechias Amalek, stating the Svarim, is that we've got to do our Chelek, and that's Mitachas HaShemayim. We've got to do a Ruchnius Dike Chelek of Avodah, and that is the Mechias Amalek, which we can do in ourselves. The Hashpah, which Amalek has been Mashpia upon us. As I state in the Svarim HaKadoshim, as a Be'ik, if you want to have a look, there's a very nice Arichus in the Alshich at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. He puts it down very, very nicely. This is so that it's the Mechias Amalek is in the lave of the person. I thought to myself, actually, that's why, if that's the Avodah, if you know, on people make a Isik Bdikas Chometz. It's like Amal, you know, Bdikas Chometz, they get very busy checking the Chometz. The Ikka is, there's a little tefillah there, that you say, B'shach Bdikas Chometz, K'shem Shebiyarnu, the Chometz, from the outside, we should Shemavar, the Ra, Milibeinu, yeah, we should be Zeicha to destroy the Ra from inside us, because that's the Ikka Avodah of Mechias Amalek B'zman HaZeh, is when we arrive, the Avodah through, from Purim till Pesach, to destroy the Koach Amalek, which lies within us. So you state, how do we do this?
So how? What are we going to do about it, as we said? What do we do about it? How do we destroy the Keach HaMolek within us? So HaMolek's a terrible thing. There's a Tumah. There's a very famous statement which is written in the Shem Yishmuel. In a few places, he says, as the Klippah of HaMolek, Klippah means the Keach HaTumah of HaMolek, whatever exactly Klippahs are, but it's a Keach HaTumah, is Munachas Al Halev Ke'even. It lies like a stone upon the heart of a person and bars Torah, bars Kedusha from coming in. The Keach Keneged HaMolek, the Ikka Keach, we know, is Torah. The Pasuk says that Vayovay HaMolek, Vayilochem in Yisrael Berefidim. Yeah, the Pasuk, Vayilochem Pasuk in Beshalach, Vayilochem, they fought, they pitched a battle with Yisrael Berefidim. What's Refidim? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kufvav, the Gemara says, Al Sherofu Yedeim B'Torah V'Mitzvos. They were weakened, they had a chalishus, a shvachkeit in Torah, in Limud HaTorah B'Ikah, then Amalek comes. That's the Koyach of Amalek. The Koyach of Amalek is as when there's no Limud HaTorah in Klaisa, when there's a shvachkeit of Torah, then the Koyach of Amalek is misgaber, then the Koyach of Amalek gets stronger. The way to weaken Amalek, the way to be machlish Amalek is through the Keach HaTorah, through the Keach HaLimud HaTorah. If there's Refidim, then there's Vayavai Amalek. Hakil Kil Yaakov, Vayadayim Yidei Esav. When is Yadayim Yidei Esav? When it's not Hakil Kil Yaakov, Chas V'Sholem. If it's Kil Kil Yaakov, Yaakov is sitting there, Mr. Yaakov, the Keach HaTorah, then there's no Yadayim Yidei Esav. It's Zelu Umazel. And that's why, it could be why, Shalim v'doshim b'hilchas ha-Pesach from Shlishim Yom Kedem Achag. From Purim. Shalim v'doshim stand? That's one of the Yonim of Purim. Yes. One of the Yonim of Purim of fighting Amalek is Shalim v'doshim b'hilchas Pesach. Limud HaTorah. Because the Limud HaTorah that we do on starting in these 30 days, that's machlish, that weakens the Koyach of Amalek. That's the Koyach of Akil Kil Yaakov, Keneged, the Koyach of Yadayim Yidei Esav. To explain this a little bit more, perhaps in a slide again, Beremozim a little bit, there's a Balaturim. The Balaturim says, also in Seif Pash, in the Pasha of Amalek in Beshalach, when the Pasuk says, Seif Zoyt Zikorim Baseifa Vesimba Ozne Yeshua Kimachem Chazecha Amalek. Zikorim, these are Balaturim on the Pasuk there. Zikorim, not a Chassidish Rebbe, but it says a Balaturim. Zikorim Baseifa Vesim Ba'ozne, those words. Seif Zoyt Zikorim Baseifa Vesim Ba'ozne. Zikorim is Zayin, Base, Baseifa, Vesim, Vav, and Base, Ba'ozne, is Rosh Hashanah Zvuv, a fly. What's a fly? The fly, the Pasuk says in Keeles, I think it is, Zvuv Emovich Avishu, it's a Pasuk which represents the Yitzhahara. Zvuv represents the Yitzhahara, and the fly represents the Yitzhahara, Zvuv, that's Rosh Tevis, Zos, Zikorin, Basefe, Vesimba, Ozne. That's the Koyach, says the Balaturim, that's the Koyach of Amalek. The Klippah of Amalek, the Tumah of Amalek, is referred to as a fly, Zvuv. And the state also, in the Svarim, Zvuv, is Gematria 17. Yeah. Zion base is 9. Yeah. Vov is 15. And plus another 2, verb, another base is 17. What's 17? Is what's the Koyach, says the I think the Nisoscha says it, what's the Koyach Keneged Amalek? What's the Koyach Keneged the Zavuv Amalek? Yeah. What else is Gematria 17? Toiv. What's Toiv? Kilekach Toiv Nosati Lochem. Koyach of Torah. Torah is called Toiv. The Koyach Keneged the Zvuv, the 17. The Koyach Keneged the Zvuv, which represents the Klippah of Amalek. The Koyach Keneged that is Toiv, is Torah. That's the Koyach Zelo Umazeh. That's what we've got to do. That's how we get rid of Amalek. That's the Yisru, the Kil Kil Yaakov Keneged the Edaim the Esau. In Toiv, the Toiv Keneged the Zvuv of Zikaran Basefer Vesim Ba'ozne. That's the Koyach of Torah. The biur in this, that's nice words, and I always feel, you know, you say nice remozim, it's a nice peg to hang an idea on, but we have to understand the idea. The idea is the following. The Apostle says about Amalek, Ashakor Chobaderech. Ashakor Chobaderech. So Rashi says three pshotim in Ashakorcho. What's Ashakorcho? So Rashi says it's a lotion of mikre, of happening. Everything happens, it just happens by itself. There's no Hashkocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one pulling the strings who decide, everything happens by itself. Who said Mikre? Was Haman. Vayisaper
Haman. Yeah, everything happened. You know, very imagine if we see the Megillah and we see a whole chain of events. How Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in a matzav of Hester Ponim, we know that there's two types of Hashkocha Elyona. There's one Hashkocha Kodesh Baruch Hu does, which is open. But imagine this Hamikdash Hakayim, you could see Hakodesh Baruch Hu, you could see the Yad Hashem. Comes this man of Golos, and it's Hester Ponim. You can't always see everything. The Sforim say that's like two things. There's Mashkiach min hachalonos, and Meitzitz min hacharakim. Peering through a window, and looking through a window, and peering through a crack. What's the difference? The difference is that when someone looks at you through a window, if you look through a window, I can see you, and you can see me. That's Hashkocha, which is open. Sometimes there's Meitzitz min hacharakim. You peer through a crack, I can see you, but you can't see me. The Hashkocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kus Hashkocha Protis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pulling the string, but we don't see it. So in the Hanhoga in Golos is Meitzitz Min HaCharakim. And that's why the tremendous Gilui, sometimes in the Hester Ponim, one can't see it, it's all hidden. It's all hidden, one can't see the Yad Hashem. When do you see it? Sometimes there's a Gilui HaHester, Megillas Esther. There's a Gilui, there's a revelation of the hiddenness of the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it's revealed to us. That's through the story of the Megillah, we see how everything's in place. And Haman's not prepared to see it. No, you know, funny, he comes home. Imagine Haman comes home to Zeresh, his wife. Funny thing happened. Punt the Melech was heard about, you know, he was reminded what the Mordechai had saved him. And Punt, he told me to go out. Punt, my daughter was putting the rubbish out. Punt, she threw it on top of me. But yeah, funny thing happened. Don't worry, everything's fine. It's just that we know, we see the whole thing. We come to the end of the Megillah, we see how everything, there's a cogs, everything's interconnected to the story, how Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the show. And that's why, as Sforim state, HaKoyre LeMafreya Lo Yotza, if you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotza, why? Because you're doing it out of order, you can't see the Yad Hashem, you can't see the Megillas Esther, you can't see the Gilui HaHester, you can't see it, you can't achieve it. So that's why you've got to read the Megillah that way around. Akoponim, this is the Koroh. So the first explanation of the word, of Asher Korcha is Mikra, happening. The second explanation is Keri, Roshan Keri, Tumas Keri. Amalek made a Tuma in Klal Yisrael. He was Matami, mentioned before, and the clip of the Tuma which he was Matami in Klal Yisrael, he blocked off the Kedusha. And the third one is Koir. Yeah, we know the famous Moshul Rashi brings of the person, the Ben Belial, who jumped into the hot mikveh, the hot bath, to cool it down, to make it look cool, is Kalkat. To cool down the fire, to cool down the ish of Klal Yisrael, to cool down that Kerech HaKadusha. So there's three things. There's Mikre, three pshotim in Asher Korcha. Mikre, there's happening, Keri, which is Tuma, Koir, Kalkite. And the sheirish of all these is one thing, to take away the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. To take away the Kedusha, no, there's no Asher Korcha of Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's Keri, there's Tuma, yeah, there's Kalkite, the coldness to the ish of the Kedusha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is called ish, yeah. All the Torah is called Eish. That's the Koyach of Amalek. To cool, to take away the Kedusha from Klal Yisrael. What's the Koyach Keneged that? The Koyach Keneged that is the Koyach Veshtetzach, obviously the Koyach of the Eish of Torah, the fire of Torah. Kabbalah Satorah, that's why they had a new Kabbalah Satorah on Purim. Kimu v'kiblu agudim aleim. They made a new Kabbalah Satorah, and that, the Gemara says in Shabbos, was a Kabbalah Satorah me'avo. Me'avas hanes. They're a tremendous avo. What's avo? That's liberty kite. That's love. That's fire. That's the koyach keneged Amalek. There's a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara, which puts these two ideas of Tuma and Keri with the Zavuv, with this, the fly, the tomb of Amalek together. There's a Gemara in Brochus, in Daf Yudom with base. The Gemara talks about the Shunamis, who Elisha stayed by in the house of the Shunamis, and she said to her husband that this is an Isha Lekim, this is a very holy man, Kikodoshu, he's a very holy man, let's make for him a room, let's make a special place for him. That's the Gemara, everyone knows that it's brought in the Haftarah. So the Gemara said, how did she know that he was an Ish Kodosh? What did she see? She must have seen something about Elisha that brought it home to her, this man, this person, this Novi Hashem, is an Ish Kodosh. What did she see that brought home to her, that showed her the Kedusha, this extra holiness of Elisha? So the Gemara says it like this. Two things. Rav and Shmuel. Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Morin daf yudam a basin brachas. Chad Omar, listen to this. Chad Omar. One man Dava says, what was the Kedusha that we saw, that the Ishunamis saw in Elisha? Shelera sa zvuv oival shulchanai. There was no flies around him. There's no flies. Shelera sa zvuv oival shulchanai. V'chad Omar, listen to this, V'chad Omar, sadin shel pishton hitziya mitosu, she put a linen sheet on his bed, V'lera sa keri olav, there was no keri there. You see the connection? The keri, the tumas keri, with the zvuv. It's connected. The zvuv, the tumah amalek, zikaron basefer v'sim ba'oznei, roshatei v'zvuv, like the Baal Turim says. That's the tumah amalek. That's tumah. That's tumah. That's mikre. That's keri. That's koir. And also shleirasa keri al sadina. There was no tumah there. That's how you see in Ishkodesh. The same thing. The zvuv together with the tumah, it all goes together. And the koyach keneged the zvuv. The koyach keneged the tumah of Amalek, as we mentioned, is Torah. You know, I don't know anyone here, Mustama, there's nobody here in Shiduchim anymore. But you know, especially the girls, when they get segula for Shiduchim, they say Perek Shira. It's one of the new schoolers. You know, the everyone's busy with schoolers today. You know, Malep from schoolers and Mishtat from Kpedas, you know, it's all very busy. So one of the things the schooler is, they say Perek Shira. If you look in Perek Shira, yeah, if you look in Perek Shira, I don't say Perek Shira, but the Ben Yodov on this Gemara brings it down. It says, it's a word of Gazach. It's taking Perek Shira like this. You see, all the various animals, this animal says, Ze'ev Oimeh, etc. Yeah, all different animals say. It's one of the things is, Zvuv Oimeh, listen to this, Rabbi says, Zvuv Oimeh, B'shah She'en Yisrael Iskim Ba'Torah. The Zvuv, to get it, to connect the Torah. If you don't do Torah, then the Zvuv's got Koyach. That's the Koyach of Amalek, Yadayim Yedei Esav. If I kill Yaakov, Iskim Ba'Torah, there's no Zvuv. There's no Zikaron Baseda Vesim Ba'azne. If you've got the Toiv, which is a 17, that's Keneged the Zvuv, then the Toiv wins. The Kil Yaakov wins. It's famous Maisa with Rabbi Elia Lopian. Very famous. Rabbi Elia Lopian was, when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, so he was a Mashgiach in Kfar Hasidim. Kfar Hasidim in those days was a small village, still quite small, and it was in the Pardisim, it was in the orchards around the fields, and those that didn't have proper like Mazganim today, that like we have the air conditioning, so they had fans, whatever, and there was all windows open and loads of flies coming from the Pardisim. Everyone used to have flies and they used to have towels and things, flap away the flies. It was Bavus, Rabbi Elia, there was no flies on Rabbi Elia. He used to take a towel and pretend that everyone shouldn't think that there's no flies on Rabbi Elia. When there's Kedusha, when there's Torah, when there's Toiv, the Kerch of the Zvuv disappears. The Kerch of the fly disappears. So that's the Kayach. The Kayach of Torah, which is Keneged Amalek, is this the warmth of Torah. And that's why Lahudim Oysa, Oyra is the Torah. Oyra is the light of Torah. Oyra is fire. The light of Torah, the Ish of Torah. And I'll tell you a beautiful remez, which somebody told me over the other day, a beautiful remez. The word Yisrael. If you take the word Yisrael, Yud, Shin, Reish, Aleph, Lamed. If you take the Aleph, and the Shin, Shin, same letter. Take the Aleph and the Shin out of Yisrael. Take the Eish, the Aleph and the Shin, out of Yisrael. The Eish, you extract the Eish, extract the fire. Cool it down, make it cold. Make it koir. Asher Korcho. Take that away. What letters are left? You're left with the Yud, which is 10, the Reish, which is 200, and the Lamed, which is another 30, 240. It's Gematria Amalek. You take the Ish out of Yisrael, you're left with Amalek. That's the same thing. If you take the Kedusha, the Torah, the Kerch of Toiv, Keneged the Zvuv, we take that away from Yisrael. Take the Ish out of us, we lose the fire. The Licht of Torah, the Light of Torah, the Gishmak of Torah, the Simcha of Torah. That's what we need, Keneged Amalek. That was what the Kabbalah Satorah of Kibbutz Kibra Yehudim was on Purim. It could be that's the Inyan, going a bit backwards, the Mafreya, to Purim. This is the Inyan of getting sick on Purim, which is a very difficult concept. A very difficult concept of getting sick on Purim. Of a Yayin, Nichnas Yayin, Yotza, Soid. Soid is the Pnimius of a person. Let's see what you really are inside. If that fire is burning, because it's got to be an Ish Pnimi. If it's really inside you, there's a famous vort, I think from Abramsky. It says, by the Chaloim of Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech had a dream. And he was offered various things. He was offered Chochmah, he was offered, I think, long life, Chaim, to live long, and he was offered Grace Ashur's tremendous wealth. And he chose Torah. Now, I'll tell you, Rabbi, many of us here, Talmidei Chachamim sitting learning, and are many Talmidei Chachamim in the world. You go to a Talmud Chacham, person who knows Torah, understands the Chashivas Shleim HaMelech, and you say to him, I'll offer you Ashirus Mufleges, I'll offer you become Rothschild, right? You can become a Moyerdik rich, billions. Or I'll offer you Torah ad Ein Seif, Mamish Chachmas HaTorah, the whole Torah. What would he choose?
Say to me,
of course Torah, what's the Shaila? Of course I'll choose Torah, of course. So what was so special about Shlomo HaMelech when he chose it? Do you know what was so special, says Rav Ramsky? That he chose it when he was asleep in his chaloyim. When he's dreaming, and then he chose the Torah, then you see what the pneumias of the birth is. And that's this inyan of lispasim v'purim, to get a bit shikha, let's see what's inside, let's see what comes out. Then we know you've got the Eish HaTorah, you only got the Eish Keneged HaMolech, then you're the Yisrael, the Eish is in the Yisrael. Then we know it. So this is the kayach of which we've got, this is the avoda we've got to do, Keneged HaMolech. I think Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says also, it says, Vayyavek Ishimoy, that the Rabbi Chanan Kivitz Mamorim. Rabbi Chanan says that, why did the Sar Shel Amalek, the Sar Shel Esav, come specifically to struggle with Yaakov? Well, three of us, Ovid, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, he came to Yaakov. Why? Because Yaakov represents Torah. Titin emes li Yaakov. Yaakov is the kerech haTorah. Says the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. That's why the Sar of Amalek, the kerech of Esav, which Amalek, comes to fight with Yaakov. Because that's the kerech. Esav keneged Yaakov. Tuma, Keri, Mikra, Kur, the Galka, Keneged, the Eish of Yisrael, that fire, the Ava Satira, the Keach Satira, the Toiv Keneged, the Zvuk. That's where the two things go together. And one last remez, I can't resist it. The beautiful Chidah. The Chidah says on the Pasuk, Vayashlichem el Eretz Acheres, in Parashat Yitzavim, that Keach of Golos, also the Keach of Klali, so when the Keach, Vayashlichem, there's a big lamed in the word Vayashlichem. If you look at the Pasuk in Parashat, It's sovereign. There's a big lamed there. What's the lamed represent? The lamed represents limud haTorah. I hasten to add, yeah, limud haTorah, right? Limud lamed, limud haTorah. That's what it represents. If you take the lamed out of the word vayashlichem, you're left with, you can work it out. You're left with the gematria of Esav. It works out. So you take in chidah, work it out. Yeah, you're left with the gematria of 376, which is Esav. Take the lamed, the limud, the kerech of Torah away from Gan Yisrael, then you've got Esav. Take the Esav, same remnant, same idea. Take the Esav from Yisrael, you're left with Amalek. It's the same thing. Check. So we've seen a little bit the kayach of Amalek. The kayach of Amalek is the kalkite to cool down the fire. Our avoid is to build the fire, to make the be'ikah the Eish HaTorah, and befrat in these days, in the Yom Ha'elu, which is the day, the 30 days between Purim and Pesach, till the Ikil Melchemes Amalek, which is on Erev Pesach. And that's what we've got to do. That's why the three mitzvahs mentioned before, the 720 hours, that's the avoid of these days. But I want to add one small piece. This week's Pashas HaChidosh. It's Yodua, the Shem, Yodua, people say it over, there's a Shem Yishmol who brings from the Chedusha in Pashas B'Shalach, Tofresh Ayin Beis. You want to look it up. In Pashas B'Shalach, year Tofresh Ayin Beis, the Shem Yishmol Darshans, he brings from the Chedusha Arim. That it says about this, about the Chedish, Pashas HaChedish, I think it's the Yotzus of Pashas HaChedish. So those who say Yotzus and Pashas HaChedish will look for it. It says, HaChedish Asher Yeshuos Boi Makifos. The month which is surrounded by Yeshuos. Surrounded by salvation. The month of Nisan, we're going now, Parashat HaChedish, is surrounded by salvation. It's the Chedish HaGa'ula, the Chedish of salvation of Klal Yisrael. That's the month of Nisan. Says the Chedush HaRim, Makifos, Hakofa, can mean something else as well. Hakofa doesn't just mean surrounded. Hakofa is also a Lashon of credit. Yeah? Credit, the Lashon the Gemara uses for credit is Hakofa. To extend credit to somebody. To give, to go round is also the Lashon of Hakofa used for credit. In Ivrit it's Kartis Ashray, I know, but in the Lashon HaGemara it's the Lashon Hakofa, the Lashon of credit. It's a month where we get things on credit. What does that mean? We know the Sfarim say that the koyach of the geula was a present min hashamayim. It's called itra usso dile elo. It was hashpa min hashamayim. We weren't zoichet to it. Klal Yisrael went from memtesh shari tuma till they came to a madrega where they could see kidoy kolish baruch hu zekeili van veyu. It was a matana min hashamayim. They weren't zoichet to it. They had to do something. Dan pesach dan mila. But they weren't really zoichet to come, mami, from the pit, from the book, from the lowest level of tuma, from memtesh 49th rung of tuma, from memtesh shari tuma till the top. Whoa! How'd you get there so quick? It was a present min hashamayim. It was a matana min hashamayim. They say a vatla, I would like to say this over at the Seder. I both said, if you can remember it, it's worth saying it over. They say a vatla, also the Shem Mishmul brings it down. The Rebbe of Baruch, Rebbe Baruch, Mejibosh, says like this. He says, you know, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Poseach al HaPesach. Yeah, he jumped over the Pesach of Klal Yisrael. They had the dam on the doorpost, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumped over the Pesach. He was Poseach al HaPesach. So he says there's a Moedika Remez in this. Pesach al Pesach. We know that Chazal tell us, if you want a siyata d'shmaya, you want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to help you, you've got to do your bit first. Pischuli Pesach kepischoi shel machat. Open for me an entrance like the eye of a needle. Ve'ani eftach lochem Pesach kepischoi shel ulam. I will broaden it like the entrance of a great chamber. But you've got to do the first little bit. You've got to do the first Pesach, the first opening. Pischuli Pesach kepischoi shel machat. What does it mean, posach, the samach, to jump over the pesach, the entrance? Says the Rebbe Baruch, he says, when you come to Pesach, the chodesh ha-geula, the chodesh of itra usa dile'elo, where Kodesh Baruch Hu gives presents to us without us being zeicha to it, is his poseach, he jumps over, he's medaneg, he's mevata on the Pesach. Which Pesach? On the Pesach of Pischuli Pesach, Pischuli Shemachat. You don't even have to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevat on that also. That's the koyach of the chodesh of Nisan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'll give you everything. I'll give you a present. And Pesach, I jump over, I'm a dalek on Pesach, on the Pischuli Pesach, the Pischuli Shomachat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevat. That's the koyach. Why? Because HaChodesh, HaShishua, is boi makifo, it's in Aloshin HaKofa, credit. It's all on credit. Abba, this is what I want to finish with. Not for me to say, but credit, we all know, we all get credit cards at the end of the month, and you get a credit card, and unfortunately, you've got to pay it. And at least you've got to make the minimum payment. You don't make the minimum payment, oh, yeah, 28% interest, and a chvesish, they see on to it. You don't pay your credit card, or at least pay the minimum payment you have to make. When is the renewal of the credit agreement, Rabbi Yisai? Every year, Chodesh Nisan. This is the Chodesh when we give you the Hakofa, Chodesh Ashishuis, Boy Makifois. When is the credit agreement? That's HaChodesh HaZalachem, this Chodesh Nisan. Kun Dechodesh, the last few days of Chodesh Adar is the time when we've got to make, at least ensure, have we made the minimum payment on our credit card? Have we paid this credit for last year that we can get a new credit agreement for this year? Or do we have, unfortunately, have a bad credit history? Are we blacklisted records of the reference agency? Are we blacklisted? Chas v'shalom. So the koyach. It's the credit. We've got it. What's that koyach that gives us the credit? That's the koyach of Limud HaTorah. This koyach keneged Amalek, keneged the Zvuv, the Toy, Bein Toy V'HaTorah, keneged the Zvuv Amalek, the Kel Yaakov, keneged the Yedayim Yedei Esau. This is the koyach, the last few days of Chodesh Adar, when we're in the Yomim, between the 30 days and 720 hours, keneged the three mitzvahs of Mechias Amalek, keneged Amalek, the avoidah of these days is, V'yilochem Yisrael B'refidim, Rofi Deim Yedei V'Torah. We have to be mischazik in Torah. Learn a bit more be'iyun, where it's a chizuk in Torah in Bekamus, learn another few minutes a day, another 5 minutes a day, something. Make the minimum payment. If we make the minimum payment on our credit, on our it'll take a be. It's a chodesh ashayishuos b'makifos. It's a credit b'emitz Hashem through us paying off our credit a little bit from last year through the chizuk in Ayudim Ma'aseh Oyra in the Eish. Put the Eish back into the Yisrael. Will be zeicha take. It'll be emitz Hashem a chodesh ashayishuos b'makifos. It'll be surrounded by Yeshuos v'nechomus l'chol kadosh.